A new Northern Ireland Public Health Agency ad has come under criticism on Twitter. The ad focuses on a very important health issue, safety in the sun, but it's caused some to accuse the public health agency of sexism. It features a woman naked from the shoulders up, a man in a builder's uniform, and a child on the beach. The woman is presumably sunbathing while the man is out hard at work. Is it sexist to divide these gender roles in such a stereotypical way? Adrian Peltz, still with us this morning, the commentator Niamh Horan. What do you think, Niamh? Morning to you.
Morning, how are you? I didn't get it. When I saw the picture, I thought that I had to play some screen or there was something coming up that was going to be sexist. I didn't actually think that a picture of a guy in a builder's hat and a woman sunbathing and then there's a kid with a snorkel could be seen in any way sexist. We completely lost the plot, obviously. But obviously it's because they haven't put a woman in a builder's hat and a man sunbathing. But when was the last time you saw a woman on a building site? And I mean, look, who looks better in a pair of togs? Is it a man or a woman? If you want to attract people's attention, I wouldn't even see her as naked. I'd say that she has one of those off-top bikinis on. But it's just another classic example, and I've spoke about so many of these recently. The last one was the wolf whistling as well. People find that sexist. There's a problem with sexual oppression. I completely understand that. But all of these battles that women are kind of conjuring up, like this ad, like things that are completely meaningless, are watering down the things that are important, and it's getting us sidetracked. And my point is that this is not the battle when it comes to sexism. And God, if we're going to get wound up over a picture of a guy in a hard hat, when was, like, as I said, when was the last time you saw a woman in a hard
public
hat?
Health agency pointing
completely out, lost the battle.
Public health agency pointing out to us that this isn't a new ad, but it is a message that is on their website. Who cares, Adrienne? Is it really that bad?
Well, I think it comes back to the classic problem of women being reduced to just naked bodies and men being portrayed as the ones going out to do the work. But if the public health agency is there to disseminate information, which is what its job is, then actually the information that it's giving out in these images is incorrect, because the most common place for men to get melanoma and skin cancer is on their chest and their back, and for women, it's on their legs. Now, being naked in the sun as a woman, it's going to be that your legs that get affected. It's got nothing to do with your chest and your back. It's the men that are having those problems. And the public health agency should be taking seriously the information that it's giving out to people and having a campaign that matches up with that. And I'm just so tired of seeing government organizations and the media portraying women as just naked bodies. It gets really tiring. And I take your point about, you know, there are bigger issues, but you have to pick the little issues as well, because it all makes up this much larger problem of women being portrayed as second-class citizens in the media. There's no reason why they can't
why would a woman
be,
why
of a woman in a swimming costume.
Why is a woman a second-class citizen because she's in a swimming costume? I think that says more about you than it says about the picture of the woman. And the second thing I'll say is that I wouldn't see that picture as naked. I'd say what actually happened was the people behind the ad cut out the woman's body, because if they were in any way, if she was seen as fit or if she wasn't curvier enough, that would detract from the message, because there's so many people giving out about women's size and figures and how they're portrayed. They can't even win when they cut her off the shoulders. There's no naked body in that. There's a pair of shoulders and a head.
But it's all about perception. And the perception of that particular image is that the woman has no clothes on, and the man, it's very obvious that he is out there working. When we know, having looked at the statistics for skin cancer, it doesn't even match up. The whole point of the public health agency is to give the public really important information and messages about their health. And that those images don't actually convey the truth behind skin cancer. I mean, they're trying to do a good thing. And when it comes to the children, like young people, being at the beach is the main place that they're going to do damage to their skin. But for men and women, it's not about being naked on the beach or being out, you know, working on a building site. There's far more damaging ways that people are exposing themselves to skin cancer, and the public health agency should know better. They should not be distilling women down to just a naked body.
But I can understand, I completely understand when guys and men and women raise their eyes to heaven over the word feminism, and when we talk about sexism as well, when you hear this kind of conversation going on, it's completely and utterly ridiculous, and you're not doing the rest of us any favours. As I was saying, this is not the battle. If you talk about women's self-esteem, how they're portrayed, I mean, it's been constantly assailed by society in other ways. Unequal pay in comparison to men, 77 cents into the euro. I mean, if you talk about not having your voice heard or valued at news meetings, if you're or wherever you're working, if you're talking about if you're in the Dáil or how many women are represented in the Dáil, it's predominantly men. They're the type of issues that people need to discuss.
Yeah, the
equality in the workplace and that.
It isn't a case of being, you know, that it's not mutually exclusive. And I would argue that one of the reasons women are treated so poorly in society is because every single message that we receive puts women on a different footing to men. And I have a daughter, and she's very media savvy, and the number of times a day that she is exposed to images of women with no clothes on, standing next to men who are fully clothed, it drives me insane. And what kind of message is that sending to a little girl? It's saying that a woman's role in society is to be a pretty ornament, and it's not to be a public voice in
in the House of Commons, the way that we're portrayed in different ways in the media, and that it's wrong. But this is not one of those times. It's just not.
Public Health Agency spokesperson said, while some of our messaging is geared to the population at large, a significant proportion is intended for those groups at highest risk. Outdoor workers, they say, who are primarily male. Sunbed users, who are primarily female. Holiday makers and children, they say.
And unfortunately, the rise in men using sunbeds has gone up exponentially. So if the public health agency are going to take the message seriously that they need to be telling people how to stop skin cancer, putting a picture of a woman with no clothes on is not the way to do it, because as the statistics show, women mainly get melanoma on their legs. Why not put a picture of a woman standing in a pair of shorts?
Talk about being pernickety. And if you want to know about, you know, where this women get the idea of nagging or kind of whining and going on and on and on about issues that don't matter, it's these.
That's ridiculous. And that's also actually quite sexist language. Just because somebody's flagging up an issue, it's not whining and it's not nagging. The public health agency's job is to use images in a quick and sharp way to distill a message. And the best way to do that is to use the best kind of images to go with that, because you have a limited amount of time to convey as much information as possible. Now, putting a woman with no clothes on doesn't do that, because what's the message behind that is saying that that's how you get skin cancer. It's not.
Okay, Niamh and Adrienne, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you both.